So let's review. The Gemara has been discussing the prohibitions against shaving the head and beard, and now digresses to discuss whether it is permitted to shave other areas of the body. Amar Rav, Mekel Adam Kol Gufo Betar. It is permitted to shave one's body, including the Beis HaShechi, Beis HaErva, the armpits, and the pubic area. The Gemara cites a braisa which seems to contradict Rav by stating, Hamaver Beis HaShechi, Beis HaErva, Hareza Loike, it is forbidden to shave these areas. The Gemara answers, HaBetar HaBemisparayim. The braisa only forbids a razor, and Rav only permits Misparayim Ke'entar, an implement that shaves in a manner similar to a razor. The Gemara does not discuss, according to Rav, whether Betar, Loikim, and HaTayro, or Midrabanan. The Gemara then cites Rabbi Yechanan, who says, Hamaver Beis HaShechu Beis HaErva Loika, and an apparently contradicting Braisa, which says, Havar Seir Einem Medivri Tayra El Medivri Seifrim. There is no prohibition in HaTayro to shave the Beis HaErva Beis HaShechu. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yechanan means Loika Midrabanan. He only gets lashes of Makas Mardis to prevent him from doing it again. The Gemara does not discuss whether Rabbi Yechanan is discussing Tar or Misparayim. Taisvis says that Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with Rav and forbids even scissors. See the Karanayer who discusses all this at length. The Gemara quotes an alternate version of Rabbi Yechanan's statement. Hamaver beis hashechi ubeis ha'erva. Loike mishum lo yilbash gever simlas isha. It is forbidden to shave those areas because it is a practice typical of women. According to this version, he clearly is referring to a lav min ha'tayra, thus arguing with the braisa that said that it's only forbidden min derabanan. The Gemara therefore says that it's a machlokes tanoim and quotes another braisa that concurs with his position. Hamaver beis hashechu beis ha'erva loike mishum lo yilbash gever simlas isha. The other braisa on the other hand holds that the Torah is speaking of a different halacha. The pasuk states lo yiyeh kli gever al isha lo yilbash gever simlas isha ki tervas Hashem lekecha kol oisa eila. This prohibition is referred to as an abomination, which indicates that the pasuk intends to forbid something more problematic than simply wearing clothing of the opposite gender. Rather, the prohibition is shlo yilbash ish simlas isha v'yisha ben hanashim v'isha simlas ish v'teisha ben hanashim. A man may not wear women's clothing, and a woman may not wear men's clothing in order to mingle with the opposite gender. The Gemara records several additional details pertaining to this halacha. Bayimnei Rav Mrebchia, Mahu Legaleach, may one shave the Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva with a razor? Rebchia answered that it's aser. However, Rav said, V'ha'ko gadol. It should be permitted because it's not being done letikun v'noi for beauty, but rather linatzel mitzara to prevent discomfort as it grows. Rebchia answered, Zman yeshloi, kol zman shu gadol noisha. It does not cause discomfort because it falls out before it grows too long. Taisus points out that if something is done solely to prevent pain, it would be permitted. It is permitted to shave in front of a mirror in order to avoid hurting oneself. The Gemara records the conclusion of their conversation. Is it permitted to remove the hair by means of scratching? He asks further, may he remove the hair by scratching the area through his garment? It is permitted, because as the Rosh explains, Kahagavna leka tikkun isha. This is not the custom of women. The previous Mishnah offered a joint solution for two Nazirim who are possibly Tameh. The Mishnah now debates what action a Nazir can take if this is not a viable solution because one of them died. Zok the Mishnah, Meis Echad Mehen, Amr Bishua, Yivakish Echad Min Hashuk, Sheyadur Kenegde Benazir. He must find someone willing to help extricate him from his dilemma by becoming a Nazir under the following terms. Va'omer, Im tami hayisi hariata nazir miyad, im tar hayisi hariata nazir achar shleishim yom. The second fellow accepts Nazirus immediately, conditional on the first Nazir having become tami, and accepts Nazirus to begin after 30 days, conditional on the first Nazir having been tar all along. The Mishnah continues, V'seifrin shleishim yom, umavin karban tumma v'karban tahara. After they both observe 30 days of Nazirus, they jointly bring both types of karbanos. Vaimar imani hu atame karban tumma shali v'karban tahara shalach. V'imani hu atar karban tahara shali v'karban tumma b'safik. They designate the karban tahara for whichever of the two needs it. If the first nazir was tame, the karban tahara is needed by the second nazir. If the first nazir was tar, the second fellow is not yet a Nazir, and the Karban Tahara is needed by the first Nazir. The Karmat Tumma may be brought as well, because as Taisis on Daf Nun Zayin explains, a Chanta Sa'iv may be brought for a case of doubt. An Oila may be brought conditional on its being a Nedava, a voluntary offering, and the Ashram is not brought at all, in accordance with the opinion of the Rabbanan on Daf Yud Ches, that it does not hold back his purification. At this point, one of them has completed his Naziris, while the other is only beginning his term. Therefore, V'Seif from Shleishim Yayim Mavin Karmat Tara, they both observe an additional 30 days of Naziris, after which they bring the Karbonis of the Nazutar, V'Omer. Im ani hu atame karban tumah shali v'karban tara shalach v'zeh karban tara rasi v'im ani hu atar karban tara shali v'karban tumah b'safik v'zeh karban tara rascha. The karban tara is offered on behalf of whichever of the two needs it. However, Ben Zema disagrees with this solution. Amalei Ben Zema, umi shemele sheyader kinegde b'nazir. It's not probable that anyone would agree to needlessly observe a double term of naziris. He therefore offers an alternate solution. After 30 days, he brings the chata sa'if of a nazir tami, which may be brought in a case of doubt, and also the oilas behema of a nazir tar, and he stipulates, va'aymer, im tami ha'yisi, ha'chatas mechavasi, va'ayla nedava, im tar ha'yisi, ha'ayla mechavasi, va'chatas misafik. The chatas may be brought on the possibility that it is needed, and the oila is made conditional on his being tar. Otherwise, it is intended as a voluntary offering. He then observes an additional 30 days, after which he brings all the karbanas of a nazatar. The oila is made conditional on his having originally been tamei. Otherwise, it is offered as a nedava. And the chatas and shlamim are brought for his naziris b'tahara. Rabbi Shua expresses his reservations with Ben Zema's solution. Amri Bishua, Nimtzeh may be karbanos of lechatzon. If he was tar all along, and the first oila was the obligatory one, he would have split his karbanos, with the other karbanos being offered 30 days after the oila. However, Abul Haydu lechacham leBen Zema, the chacham agreed with Ben Zema, and allowed the karbanos to be brought in two stages. The Gemara questions Rabbi Shua's opinion. Velaisi, what is wrong with the karbanos being brought in two stages? The Gemara answers, La'amir Rabbi Yeshua ela lachadet ba esal tamidim. Indeed, Rabbi Yeshua agrees with Ben Zema. He only offered his own suggestion to sharpen his students' minds. As the Rush explains, Emyesh behem meshav ki Ben Zema, to see if they would come up with Ben Zema's solution. Therefore, his statement should be understood to mean, Im ein acher neidu kinegdoi yitzdarch lehevi karbanos of lechatzayim. If he does not find someone to implement the first solution, he will have to bring his karbanos in two stages. The Gemara finds another problem with Rabbi Shua's solution. Am Rav Nachman, my levet le Rabbi Shua, ledakei de leilisra. As Tesis explains, Shneim tzrichim lahanef hachelev, v'taglacha shneim hilefnei tenufa. They both need to perform tenufa, waving parts of the carbon, and they both need to shave beforehand. Therefore, there is an additional risk that the fats may spoil in the interim.